Masechet Tzivit Perek Zayin Mishnah Bo. Ve'elu Yoytzei Shelo B'Ksuba. The following women, it's a mitzvah to divorce them, and you're not mechuyev to give them a ksuba. Ho'iveres al das Moshe b'Yehuda z'shiyiz o'iver and das Moshe, which are Yisuri d'Raisa, and das Yehuda, which are Yisuri d'Rabban. The Ezehi das Moshe, which Yisuri d'Raisa, is the Mishnah referring to. Machilasei She'ena Moser. If she sees him saying that Meiser was not taken from it, as she leads him to believe that Meiser was taken from it, and he finds out after he ate it that she was lying to him, and certainly she feeds him Yisuri d'Raisa as Meiser is Manazeh, even in Eretz Yisrael, is only d'Rabban. Umisham Shato Nida. And she has Hashmash with him while she is a Nida. She leads him to believe that she was Tara, and he finds out later on that she was really Tumit. Velo Kaito Lachala. She feeds him bread without taking challah from it, and he assumed that she had taken challah from it, and he finds out after he ate it that she had not taken challah. V'noideres v'ena mekayim. She makes Nidaram without keeping them. Now, even though if she is over herself on Isuri Daraita without being Machshu her husband, that is not called Oiveres al Das Moshe. But since Chazal say, Ba'aboy Nidaram banim mesim, the punishment for making Nidaram and not keeping them is that your children die. So therefore, she is being guarded that his children will die. So she is being Machshu him, and that is called Oiveres al Das Moshe. The Ezehi Das Yehudit, which Isuri Darabana, the Mishnah referring to, Yoitza B'Rosha Peruv, she goes out with her hair uncovered. Now, even though Midaraisa, she's Mechuyev to cover her hair, but Midaraisa, she's not Mechuyev to cover all of her hair, just Midarabana, she's Mechuyev to cover all of her hair. So therefore, we are talking here where she goes out with her hair partially uncovered. V'Taiva B'Shuk, she spins in the marketplace, and while she spins, her arms are uncovered. This is an Isra Darabana. U'Midaberesim Ko'odam, and she flirts with other men. Abishol Oimer Af HaMikaleles Yoldov, the fun of Abishol says that also if she curses his parents in front of him, this is also called Oiveres al Das Yehudis. Rabbi Tarfin Oimer Af HaKolonis. Rabbi Tarfin says also somebody that screams, the Ezehi Kolonis, what is considered a screamer, Lechishihi Midaberes B'Toch Besa U'Shcheneha Shoymin Kolot. If when she talks in her house, her neighbors hear her voice, and the Gemara explains that it is talking about over here where she screams when she is demanding tashmish from her husband. This is very embarrassing for him, so therefore, this is called being Oiveres al Das Yehudit. Somebody with Mekadesh and Isha, on condition that she had not made Nedarim before the Kedushim, which she will be forced to keep, as he cannot be made for Nedarim that she made before the Kedushim. And it turns out that she had made Nedarim, then the din is she is not Mekudeshes. The Kedushin is Batal since the Tanai was not fulfilled. Now, not every single Neder that she made would break the Kedushin. Only Nedarim that a husband would normally be Makbid on, such as that she made a Neder that she will not eat meat or drink wine or wear nice clothing. But if he specifies a specific Neder at the time of the Kedushin, certainly if she had made that Neder, that will break the Kedushin. Kansasta, Benimtu Alah Nedar. Tesei Shalobik Suba. If after he made a Kedushin outside that she did not have Nedar, he marries her without again making that condition, and it turns out that she had made those Nedar before the Kedushin, and he only found out after he married her, then the din is he can divorce her without giving her a ksuba, but a get is required, as a chachamu or mesupik maybe, since he married her after he was mekadesh on this tonight, and at the time of the marriage he did not make the condition again, so maybe he was mochel the tonight that he made b'shas kedusha. So therefore the chachamim required him to give her a get, but the chachamim did not require him to give her a ksuba, since maybe he was not mochel, so therefore she goes out without a ksuba. If he makes a tonight at the time of the Kedushin, that this Kedushin is only chal if she does not have defects, and it turned out that she does have defects, ain't a mekudeshes, the Kedushin is not chal, and even if he does not make a tonight at all, he is just mekadesh her without any tonight at all, and it turned out that she has defects, that will also break the Kedushin, and again, is not required. As an Isha that has movement, everybody is makbid, so therefore he does not have to make any tanai. That's considered a mekach to, since he did not know about these defects at the time of the Kedusha. Kansa stop the nimthu bum moment. Teisei shalobit suba. if after he is Mekadesh, or even if he is Mekadesh, our Tanai that she does not have Mumin, but following that, he marries her without making a Tanai again, and it turns out that she does have these defects, then he is Mechuyev to give her a get, but he does not have to give her a Ksuvah. Again, the Chachamah were Mesupik that maybe at the Shas Nesuin, he was Mochel, the Tanai that he made the Shas Kedushin, Amenash Ein Ba Mumin, so therefore he has to give her a get, but she does not get a Ksuvah because maybe he was not Mochel. Which defects allow the Baal to give her a get without giving her a ksuva? Any defect which possibles a kohen from doing it, avoda, will possible a woman and allow the husband to divorce her without giving her a ksuva. And the chachamim were mice of other defects by an isha that does not possible a kohen, such as if she is a profuse sweater or if she has a reach ra. That also is considered a defect by a woman, even though it's not a mum by a kohen.